Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Create Something Awesome Today podcast. This is Roberto Blake of RobertoBlake.com helping you create something awesome today. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about mentoring and how you find a mentor. Even if you don't have one locally available to you, it's really important to have good mentorship, and it can make a real difference in your life and your career. So that's what our topic for today is going to be. Now, mentorship is something that I get a lot of questions about. Mostly it's people that are looking for a mentor in graphic design. And because I have a following on YouTube, a lot of people reach out to me specifically for that. But unfortunately, the nature of the type of work and content that I do creates a schedule where I don't really have the luxury of doing one-on-one mentorship, even if I really was interested in doing that. It's just not something that my time allows for. But that doesn't mean that people can't still look to me or someone like me as a mentor. In fact, the people that I consider to be my mentors in marketing, creative services, video, photography, graphic design, many of them are people that I don't have any type of immediate access to. Some of them I can actually reach out in email. Many of them I cannot. Some of them I can only contact through their social media, and if they respond, they respond. But ultimately, I've found that shadowing people on the internet and being able to ask them questions from time to time through those various platforms, usually Twitter in my case, has provided me with mentorship, and it's something that I recommend the rest of you doing. Whether you're a graphic designer or a photographer or a writer, I think that if you're looking for mentorship, that you don't necessarily need someone to take one-on-one time with you for hours out of their day and yours. I think you can learn a lot just by shadowing people on the internet. I know that that's what I've been able to do very successfully in many cases. For anything that I wanted to get better at, I could look to people who were effective and see what it is that they were doing successfully in whatever it was that they were doing. Primary example, online passive income. I have shadowed Pat Flynn for years to figure out how to scale my online business in terms of passive income and how I can make more revenue through things like affiliate marketing. I constantly watch content and consume content, whether it's written or video or audio, from Gary Vaynerchuk to learn how to be a more effective social media marketer and just be more effective at business in general. I've been following the tutorials and the blogs and recommendations of Adobe evangelist Terry White for a long time, and we have some conversations. I'm able to ask him questions from time to time in social media, and I think that that has created tremendous value for me. So you don't necessarily need somebody to be able to reach out and get on the phone with you or to be able to meet with them in person for them to be your mentor. Really, a mentor is just someone who's given you a framework and some guidance. And I think that there are enough people in whatever you might be trying to do, putting out content online that you could learn from, and they're giving practical advice that might be broad. It may not be specific to exactly what you're doing, but there's probably someone who is doing something that is more or less exactly what you're doing or is exactly where you want to be in life. And I think that if you observe them, adopt some of what they're doing, see what works for you and what doesn't, and really, you know, build it out for yourself and approach it from your perspective, but looking for the quality that they put into what they're doing or analyze some things about their process, I think that would be very beneficial to you. And I think it's a very different way that you can approach mentorship if you don't feel that you have the access you need. Now, if you do need access, there are plenty of people online who are doing limited groups, paid membership programs, mastermind groups, but there are also people who are doing micro communities. The Graphic Designer Tip Lounge, for all you graphic designers out there, is a primary example. It's something that Stephen Looney of GraphicDesignerTips.com started up, a good friend of mine online, a fellow YouTuber in the graphic design space, and he put together a community that has grown tremendously. It's 3,000 plus graphic designers with senior people like myself and Sean Barry in there giving advice to new designers, and we're even learning from people as well that have a different skill set than we do in the design space. So that is very cool, and that is a good way to do what I might want to coin the phrase crowd mentorship, if you will. And I really just think that that sense of community, that you get access to multiple people, because for graphic design advice, that's a much easier way in some cases to get a hold of me, for me to look at something, because I'm participating in that group because it's a community that I value. I spend some time in there and I get very granular in a way that I might not be able to in a Twitter message or a comment, or that I might not be even doing in my own Facebook fan page. So looking for groups that your mentors might be participating in, and communities where they might be active, or looking at social media where they're heavily active, like maybe they're doing a Q&A session on their YouTube channel through a live hangout on air, and you need to be a part of that. Or maybe they're on Meerkat. I've been able to reach out to Pat Flynn through Meerkat. I've been able to reach out to other people through Meerkat. I've been able to reach out to Gary Vaynerchuk through Twitter. You have to look for what's going to be the effective means of you getting that access, if it's something that you feel is what you really need from a person and what you want and what you would value from them. You have to go where they are and you have to approach them in a meaningful way. And if you haven't engaged with them prior to asking a question, it's less likely that you might get a response. I mean, you could get a response, but if you've been commenting on their stuff, if you've been favoriting, if you've been retweeting, if you've been sharing it, then there's a possibility they have more of an awareness of you and that they see that you're an active member of their community or their fan base. And then they're more likely to respond and to feel that they're going to invest that time in you to say thank you for everything you've been doing. So if you create value for them, then they'll create overwhelmingly disproportionate, tremendous value for you. And that's just something to think about. But there's no downside to really promoting and sharing the content of somebody that you admire anyway, whether you gain any direct value from it or not. You're spreading information that was helpful to you to other people, and in that way, maybe you vicariously are passing on mentorship, and I think that that's important as well. Even if you don't think that you're super successful yet, that doesn't mean that you can't be mentoring people. A lot of creatives, designers, writers, photographers, whoever, can be really self-deprecating sometimes and not understand that they might have tremendous value to somebody who's just not quite where they are yet. You may not think that you're the best, but there's someone who thinks that you're one of the best. There's somebody who's comparing themselves to you and is very impressed with what you're doing and might benefit from it. And who knows what you could learn by being a mentor to somebody else and paying that forward. And maybe if you do that, there'll be people, because you're creating value, that might be more interested in what you're doing and might see that you're someone of substance. And then when you want help or you want to ask for something or when you're looking for guidance, they'll be more inclined to pass it on to you because they know you're going to share it with other people and create that value. So, you know, I talk about this and I'm going to in a whole different episode, but you know what? Being an awesome person, being a good human being, is its own business model. There is a lot that we value as human beings because we're very underrated in this way, about recognizing when someone is a good person and valuing that appropriately. And we really only want to do business with people we like, people we trust, people we respect, and showing that you are willing to create value for somebody else regardless of the potential upside for you is a good way to convey that and to build trust and loyalty and show that you're an authentic person. So if fear is what's holding you back from doing that, or you don't feel that you're credible enough, I highly recommend that you get past those things and that you really just think about what you can do for somebody else. And I say that because the person that you're looking to for guidance, that you're looking to for mentorship, had to get past that as well and had to recognize what their own unique and tremendous value was that they could create in order for you to realize that they're someone of substance and someone of value to even ask something of them. So if you have the expectation of having that done for you, you might want to have a great deal of empathy for what it took for somebody to put themselves out there by trying it yourself and walking a mile in their shoes and trying to teach someone else what you know. Even if you think that you only know a little bit, go ahead and pass what that is on, because you're going to make somebody's day by doing that. Well, that's it for today's talk on mentorship. But if you have questions, definitely feel free to reach out to me on social media. You can reach me on Twitter at Roberto Blake. Of course, you can also follow me on YouTube, where I'm doing what I consider to be mentorship at scale. It's me providing value by being an online mentor and putting what I think is relevant, but general information that all creatives can benefit from throughout my various content. So make sure you're checking my YouTube channel at youtube.com/RobertoBlake2. And, you know, as always, you guys, I want you to really think about the value that you can create for somebody else. Think about the opportunity that that might create for you by being a person of value and of substance. And as always, you guys, create something awesome today.